Well, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
How y'all doing today?
Great.
How many of you came to worship God this morning?
Amen.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, Brother Aaron preached on the first half of John chapter 11. You know, he introduced you to Lazarus. You know, who Lazarus was, and that he had two sisters named Mary and Martha. And it was this same Mary that fell down at Jesus' feet and anointed his feet and then dried it with her hair. And the whole time Martha's in the back complaining, "Why are you out here? You should be helping me doing the cooking." You know, it's that same Mary and Martha that fell down at Jesus' feet. You know, but something happened. Lazarus got sick to the point that he died. And Mary and Martha, they sent for word, and Jesus said, "I'm on the way." But it took him 4 days to get there. And truth be told, he was probably only about an hour down the road. How many of us get bent out of shape when our Amazon package don't show up on time? It'll be there today, and then it shows up 3 days later. Or we go through the McDonald's drive-thru and they forget our fries, and we fuss. We go back around like, "Hey, you didn't get this right." But let me tell you something. God is always on time. We may not like it that he showed up later than what we were wanting. But let me tell you something. To him, he's not late. He's on time. Because we do serve an on-time God. He may not come when you want him to, but he'll always be there right on time. You know, and it took me a long time to learn that, because as y'all know, February I had a seizure, broke my spine, and I was doing good until this past Friday had another one and cracked some ribs. That's why I'm having to walk with this thing again today. And it seemed like, okay, God, I was doing so good, and then another setback happened, and it's just like, don't worry, I'm on time. You may not understand it, but I'm coming. You know, and during the first half is when Mary and Martha, they had sent for Jesus, "Hey, our brother's sick." And that's when Jesus said, "All right, I'm on the way." Well, like I said, he had waited for a little while, and Lazarus died before he could get there. And he told his disciples, "Hey, let's go wake Lazarus up." And his disciples were like, "Well, if you sleep, let somebody else do that." And he just said, "Hey, he's dead. So let's go, not for our sakes, but to give the Father glory. Because that's who deserves all the glory, is the Father. Because when God shows up on time, we don't thank our wife. We don't thank our neighbor. We immediately thank God. Because he is the one that deserves the glory each and every time. You don't know where your next meal is going to come from, then all of a sudden somebody feels led at the church to give you $20. They don't understand what they just said, "Hey, I feel I need to give this to you." And showed up on time. It showed up on time when you needed it the most. But one thing that when they heard that Jesus was coming, they immediately ran out to him and said, "If you had only been here, he wouldn't have died." They pretty much ran out there and told Jesus, "It is your fault that he's dead, because you wasn't here to save him." You know, that's the introduction of the first half of John chapter 11. So I'm going to pick up in the second half of John chapter 11, starting in verse 28. And I'm going to read through 44. And I like to stand in honor of the word, but unfortunately I can't. But can we stand in honor of God's word? And I will be reading out of the King James Version, starting in verse 28, going through 44. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, "The Master is come and calling for thee." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Verse 30. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but he was in the place where Martha had met him. And the Jews which were with her in the house and comforted her saw Mary, and she rose up hastily and went out, and they followed her, saying, "She goeth to the grave to weep there." Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying, "Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not have died." Verse 33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and saying also, and came with her, he groaned in spirit, which was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said unto the Lord, "Come and see." Verse 35. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "Behold, how he loved them." And some of them said, "Come not. This man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused even the man should not have died." Jesus therefore again groaning unto himself at the grave, it was a cave and the stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." And Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou wouldst see the glory of God?" And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, because the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe thou hast sent me." And when he had spoken, he had cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, "Loose him and let him go." Y'all can be seated. You know, if we pick up at verse 28, you know, she said, "Hey, Jesus is here, but he's not in the city. He's right out here. And he wants you to come meet him." So she ran out there to him and just pretty much said, "It's your fault that he's dead, because you wasn't here to keep him from dying." How many times do we feel that way? That we are in this circumstance because Jesus wasn't there to keep it from happening. And we immediately point our finger, "God, it's your fault that I'm in this mess." You know, I felt that way over the past several months, that because I got broken bones, like, "God, if you'd have just prevented me from having these seizures, I wouldn't have been in this mess." But yet we feel like that every single day, don't we? Something goes wrong and we immediately say, "God, why did you allow this to happen?" And he allowed it to happen for his glory, so that you can understand that he is the one that allows it to happen, but he is also the one that can prevent it from happening. And it happened for a reason. Lazarus died so that when Jesus showed up, They understood that it was God that brought Lazarus back to life. You know, so for those of you that are taking notes, point number one is God's timing is different than ours. You know, we think God should have been here hundreds of years ago, because we've been preaching for 2,000 years that God's coming back. Well, if he's coming back, where is he at? He's going to come back right when it's on time. But yet we're impatient. You know, in verse 21, Mary said, "Lord, if you would have just been here, my brother would not have died." Today's translation is, "You're too late to make a difference." Jesus is never too late to make a difference. Even when your situation is dead and it's stinking, Jesus comes up and shows up and says, "Come forth." And could you imagine Lazarus? How Lazarus must have been upset with Jesus when he come back. Because here's Lazarus. He's dead and he's in paradise. And he is having himself a good time. And he's sitting and talking with Abraham and Moses and Samson and everybody that had gone before. And I want to imagine, just for a minute, paint an illustration that they're all up there and they're talking about how good God was to them. And Abraham and Sarah said that he had gave a child to my barren wife. You know, Samson said, "I busted some heads with the jawbone of a donkey. God was with me." Solomon said, He made me so smart I started to teach it. You know, and the Holy Ghost hit King David, he just started to dance. You know, and here's old Lazarus sitting back in the corner listening to everything, and he said, "Now wait a minute, I got something to say. I knew Jesus like y'all never did. Those famous tears of compassion, I could actually see them. I watched as the crowds gasped when he healed the lame and he caused the blind to see. I was there when he fed the 5,000. He said, "It's those little things I remember, like the sweet, loving ways. He just simply called your name." See, down at the grave, unbeknownst to him, Jesus was there and he was sobbing because this was his best friend. Jesus had just lost his best friend. And he's boo-hooing like a 2-year-old baby. And that's not me saying it. The scripture said that Jesus wept because he had just lost his best friend. You know, he had said, "Take me to the gravesite. I want to visit my friend." And then Jesus did something. He said, "You know what? Take away the stone. Roll the stone away." Because you ever felt like you're trapped in a tomb and you can't get out because of that stone? Well, Jesus said, "Hey, guess what? It's time to roll the stone away. Because you're fixing to see the glory of God work." And he just simply said, "Lazarus." And Lazarus said, "Man, it just almost feels like I hear him calling my name now. Just Lazarus. Lazarus." The simple, loving way. He calls your name. But let me tell you something. He doesn't call it like Lazarus. It said that he called with a loud voice. He screamed. He cried, "Lazarus, come forth." And he's telling your situation. He's telling you, "John, come forth. Carl, come forth. Tim, come forth. George, come forth. Leslie, come forth." He is telling you to come forth, that You are not bound by this death and grave anymore, that I have conquered death in the grave. So why are you still here? Why are you still hanging out in the grave? Jesus said, I done rolled the stone away. You are free to go. But a lot of us, we get too comfortable sitting back in this grave, because it is a place of comfort. We've been here so long that we get comfortable. And Jesus said, no, it is time to come out. You know, point number two is delay does not mean denial. Jesus said, I'm going to take care of it. And we say, okay, where you at? You were supposed to take care of it 4 days ago. You were supposed to already been here. And Jesus is just like, pump the brakes, hold your horses. Watch what I'm fitting to do in your life. Because let me tell you something. Just because you're in the grave doesn't mean that's where you belong. Doesn't mean that's where you're going to stay. You may have to tarry there for a little while, but thank God you don't have to stay there. Thank God that he come along one day and said, move the stone so that I can bring my friend out. You know, John 15:13 says, greater love has no man than this, that they should lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus said, you are my friend. And because you are my friend, I'm going to show up at your graveside, and I'm going to weep, and I'm going to cry, and I'm going to moan and groan. And I'm going to be upset that you died, but he also says, I know I have the power to bring you out. I have that power. Because what did he do before he called Lazarus out? He stopped and he prayed. He said, God, I thank you that you have heard my prayer. You know, when our situation looks dead, what do we do? Do we stop and pray or do we keep complaining? I thought you were going to take care of this. But if you just stop and pray and say, God, thank you for hearing me, your situation does not have to stay dead. We don't have to stay dead, church. If we want to live, we have a friend that is going to turn our life around, that is going to resurrect us. You know, because what is Jesus? He's a chain breaker. When we are bound in chains of death, he is a chain breaker. And notice what happened on down, that when Lazarus walked out of the grave alive and well, that he was bound up. You know, he still had death on him. He was still wrapped up in death, bound by the grave clothes. You know, and too many times we come out of the grave still wearing our grave clothes, still wearing the chains that bound us. We're out free, but we're still walking around in shackles. But not Jesus. Jesus said, hey, loose him and let him go. He told death, it is time to let go. You can't have my friend anymore. So I want to tell you in your situation, whatever it is that you are going through, to loose him and let him go. Miss Leslie, I want to tell you migraines to loose you and let you go. I want to tell you the pain from your sciatic nerve to loose you and let you go. Miss Kay, Let's tell that cancer to loose you and let you go. We all have something in our lives that we need Jesus to say, loose you and let you go. But we cannot do that if we are too scared to walk out of the grave when He calls us out. That is the only way that we are going to get free of our bondage, our grave clothes, our chains. Jesus opened the grave and called us out. Now, are we going to continue to hang out in the graveyard, or are we going to get up and walk out of it so that He can take the chains off? Because Jesus' time is not our time. But you know something? He's always on time. Even when we don't understand it. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there right on time. You know, and studying for this, I came across a story about, you know, also in the same book, that there was a crippled man that had got lowered down through the roof. Now, we don't know much about the man that carried the corners of that tattered bed that day. You know, it tells us that, hey, four friends carried him and four friends lowered him. But who are these four friends? We don't know. The Bible doesn't say that. So let's just take a moment and suppose that first man said, you know, Jesus, He touched my eyes when I was blind. But I don't believe that He can take care of this man. You know, then the next one said, yeah, Jesus cleansed me when I was a leper. But I don't believe He can heal a man so lame. You know, Jesus may have healed your hand when it was withered. But this man will never walk, you see. And they were criticizing. And then everybody was looking at that fourth man like wondering what he may have had to say because he's been silent so far. And then everybody stopped when this fourth man stopped and said his name out loud. He said, you know what? My name is Lazarus. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. So it don't matter what situation that you're in, Jesus can and will deliver you, but it is on His time. Which is always right on time. Yeah, and we may have to go through the valley for just a little while. But Jesus is right there to pick us up when we need Him the most. But a lot of times we're in the valley and we're just saying, God, I thought You was going to get me out of this. Like, I will, just hold on. When you can't do it no more is when I'm going to reach in and pick you up. It's when I'm going to deliver you. You know, and there are, I want to do something a little different. And I hope y'all forgive me for it. But there are some people in here that need to be loosed and let go of the situation they're in. They're not in the grave anymore, but the grave has still got a hold on them. They're still in their grave clothes. So I want to know if you're tired of wearing the grave clothes, and you want to be loosed and let go. Are you willing to step out so that Jesus can set you free? Well, how does Jesus set us free? He anoints our head with oil. He puts his protection on us. And when he does that, we shall dwell with him forever and ever. So if you're here today and you're tired of wearing the grave clothes and you want them off, just say, Jesus, loose me and let me go. I have the oil. If anybody wants that protection seal so that the grave can no longer harm us because we are one of his. And he has delivered us right on time. Who is tired of living bound up, shackled? Anybody else? Anybody? We got two that are tired of living, in bondage. They are tired of their current situation holding them down. Anybody else? So, church family, I know this is a little unorthodox, but let us come together and lay hands on these that have been so faithful to just say, you know what, I'm tired of living in the grave. I want to come out. I want Jesus to call my name and say, come forth, because I don't belong with a bunch of dead people. I love y'all. Thank y'all for the opportunity.
And every one of us with your precious Holy Spirit, Father. Let it flow through us so much, Father, that our cup is going to run over and spill upon somebody else, Father. And Father, when we are asked, where did you get that anointing? Where did you get that joy, Father? all you got